Nailbiter by Sarah Graves, read by Lindsay Ellison. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Cursing the wild raspberry brambles that snatched at his hands, and the cold mist drifting in off the salt water 100 yards distant, Eugene Dibble made his way clumsily through the overgrown brush and weeds behind the old McSorley place on Long Cove Road. It was already mid-morning, much later than he'd expected to be hanging around here. But he'd had to wait until the tenants went out. Short-term tenants, only visiting for a few weeks, according to what he'd heard. So wouldn't you think they'd have better things to do than sit around inside all day, delaying his plans? But finally their white van had backed from the driveway and pulled off down Long Cove Road. "About time," he grumbled inwardly. "Stupid tourists going on another one of their stupid outings," he thought, plucking a thorn from the skin of his left hand as he pushed forward. Cursing, he stumbled on an old broken-out section of picket fence hidden beneath the matted weeds. Damning his luck as he licked fresh blood from his wounded finger, he tried shaking the fence piece off his boot while eyeing the house again. It was a small, cheaply built bungalow overlooking Long Cove, on Moose Island, 7 miles off the coast of Down East Maine. With faded red paint, sagging gray shutters, each with the shape of an anchor cut into it, and a tumble-down attached utility shed at the rear. The house was one of dozens of such dwellings hurriedly put up by the Navy for its station here during World War II. Yanking his boot from between a pair of rotting fence pickets, Eugene found himself remembering back when he was a kid, visiting the house for Cub Scout meetings. The fence had stood tall and proud then, painted white every year.